Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A young boy was playing on the streets of Tychy, a small city in the south of Poland, in the late 90s. His mother was working hard to provide for him. His biological father didn't play a role in his life. The young boy was up to no good sometimes, stealing candy, trying to smoke a cigarette. But this kid was also very good at playing football. One day, a man from the neighborhood saw the young boy play football on the streets of Tychy. This man saw something in this kid, and he took him under his wing. Arek Milik played as a striker for massive clubs like Ajax, Napoli and Olympique Marseille. But it all started deep inside Poland, with the help of a man who Arek now calls his father. In this episode, we dive into the untold story of Arek Milik and his rise from Poland to the top of European football. My name is Sam van Raalte and welcome to the Home of Football.
Hi, Sam. Sorry for being late. I hope it's no problem for you.
No, it's no problem. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And you? How are
all
you?
Right. Good? I'm good as
thank
well.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the interest to speak with me.
Yeah,
appreciate
sure. Did you have a training session today?
Yeah. We train already. We train already this morning.
All right. Are you at home now, just chilling?
Yeah, I'm at home. So chilling, doing my stuff, but especially chilling.
Arek Milik was chilling in his home in Marseille when I called him for this podcast. Arek is a well-known striker in European football. He played in the Bundesliga for clubs like Bayer Leverkusen and Augsburg, but he broke through in the Netherlands as the club top scorer of Ajax in Amsterdam. He made a massive move to Napoli in the Serie A and he had some very good years there. Marseille is where he currently resides. But not much is known about his formative years, when he grew up in the south of Poland. I once heard that Arek Milik grew up without his biological father, and that he owes a lot of his success to an older man who took him under his wing in Poland. Now, Arek Milik never really spoke in depth about this part of his personal life. It's an untold story in the world of football. So I asked Arek to take a deep dive into the story behind his success in the world of football.
I think everything started when I was 5-6 years old, and I met the most important person in my life. I call him Moki. Was Slavomir Mogilan was the person who let's say become my father, because when I'm telling this story, I have to say, of course, that my parents broke up with each other when I was five, six years old. And I met Moki when I was something like 5-6 years old. I don't remember exactly. And from him, with him, and from him, I start let's say, everything, because all my story with football started with him. Let's say from the beginning I was playing, of course, on the small pitches close to my house. Right now over there are the parkings. But when I was young, I was used to play there. So my first steps, I make it close to my house. And one day, Moki, he was a friend of my brother, he saw me on those pitches, and he became my coach and also my father. So the story starts there. From that day, I was trying to, you know, to follow my dreams and doing everything to be a football player, because I never had in my mind other option than being a footballer. I was always trying to follow my dreams and doing what I'm the best, you know, because football was something that I love. And of course, it's still my love.
For someone who's never been to Tichy, you are growing up in Blok N, if I'm right. So
yeah, it's like neighborhood N, because in our city, when I grew up in my city, in my hometown, we call it neighborhoods by letters of alphabet, you know, so A, B, C, D. So almost all of the letters are neighborhoods. So I was from N, you know.
And if you could describe it to someone who's never been there, how would you describe it?
It was normal city, nothing special, you know. A city of, not the biggest city in Poland, but not the smallest as well. We have a big club, but a football club, which is right now, I think, is first division of Poland, or second division, I don't know. We have also an ice club, how you call this, hockey club in Poland, which I used to go when I was younger. But it's of course not the famous city, not the most famous in the city in the Poland. I grow up, I have a big sentiment to the city. A lot of people know each other. I spent the most time there. So when I was younger, I still have some friends over there. So it's, the city will stay in my heart forever. But from long time, I'm not there. And of course, a lot of things change.
Before you met Moki, what was your life like? You grew up with your mother and your brother, right?
Yes, we were living together. And of course, there was not the easiest time, because we had some financial problems. Of course, that was not the easiest part for us to do, especially also for my brother, because I was younger and I didn't need anything at that period, only ball, and that was all what I needed. About my brother was something different, because he's 7 years older than me, so he had different things to do. But I had everything what I was wishing for. I mean, of course, I never wished for strange things, but I had the food, which was the most important, of course, because everything is a lot of things is which I need to say. When I was younger, Moki especially helped me with the financial part, because playing football is one thing. You can also play football on the streets. You can play wherever you want. But if you wanted to play and train in the club and travel and playing tournaments in different part of the country or of the world, you need to have a little bit of money. So that part also was quite difficult for me from the beginning. But when I was five, I was a normal kid, of course. I was doing stupid things, but I was still a kid, and a kid which doesn't have a father, so it was not easy for me to find a good examples. But with the time, everything changed. So I think I'm a good example that even if you are young and everything is not correct, like should be in normal family, you can always be quite successful and you can do something in your life that is quite interesting, and you can follow your dreams. So I think I'm a good example of that.
Yeah. So you said you were also doing some stupid things. We all do stupid stuff when we're little kids. What kind of stupid stuff were you up to?
I had a friend, and we were We were stealing some small things from the shops, you know, and this kind of stupid things I was meaning. So, you know, a lot of things, of course, I don't remember anymore, but of course, this kind of things like stealing, you know, let's say CD or other things from the shop, you know, which was at that time. I remember that a lot of my friends were doing this. I wanted to be like them, and we were trying to going this way. But of course, I didn't know, or I didn't realize that was not the best idea to do those things. And football changed everything for me, you know. When I was starting to play in the club, when I was like 6, 7, everything changed. I know it seems a little bit strange. When I was 5, so I was doing those things, but it was like this. And for my luck, I met the person that changed my life and helped me to grow, you know.
Yeah. I also read somewhere that you were smoking when you were before you met Moki.
Yeah, I was trying to smoke, you know, because I never had the money to smoke to buy a cigarette, of course, and I didn't know how to smoke. But I was putting those cigarettes to my mouth and trying to smoke, but I didn't know how to. So yeah, that's it. That's the story. I was 5. I was still. Maybe not stupid, but I didn't know what was correct and what was what I should do. So, like I said, if you have some problems in family, you are trying to go some ways which sometimes are not correct. But it is life, you know. We are learning from those things. And like I said before, the football gives me everything and changed everything for me. So if not football, I don't know where I will be, you know.
Yeah. So for people who never met Moki, like myself, how would you describe how he looks?
He's like 180. Right now he has a little belly. He was also playing football before. He was quite a talented player when he was younger, but he's like my father for me. He is my father for me. So I can say what he gives me, because he gives me everything, really. He teaches me how to be a footballer, but also the most important, he teaches me how to be a good person. And I think right now, of course, I'm not the person who can say, yeah, I'm good or I'm not good. But I think he teach me everything. So that was the most important person in my life, and I'm really thankful for everything. And Moki put the mentality in myself to always push, to never give up, to follow my dreams. Because I was always saying that football is my dream, and I want to become a football player. I wanted to play in those clubs. I wanted to play national team. And he said, okay, if you want this, you have to push. You have to train hard. You have to do it everything to follow your dreams. Because if you have a dream, so you have to really work hard to get it. And I was always thinking like, okay, I want this. I don't want to be anybody else. I want to be footballer. And from that day, I was always pushing and pushing. And I'm still pushing.
Yeah. Still happening like 20 years later.
Exactly. It's a nice story, and I love it, because I never have a plan B. For me, plan B doesn't exist, because if you have plan A, you have to be concentrated on plan A. Because if you have in your mind plan B, that means that you are not 100% with plan A. So I was always with my first plan A, you know, to be a football player.
And the role of your mother, how would you describe your mother?
I think she gave me the freedom to be myself, you know, and she gave me the freedom to play football. Of course, she never was worried about the school, because I was normal at school. I was nothing special. I was going to the next class without any problems always. But she gave me the freedom to do it what I love, to do it, what I want to do. And she knew it that I am quite intelligent kid when I was like 7, 8, and Moki was quite an intelligent person. And she gave me the freedom to do it what I love, because Moki and my mother, she doesn't have they doesn't have never a relationship. So I mean, like
romantic, yeah,
exactly. They just know each other. So Moki was there just for helping me, nothing with my mother. And about my mother, she got, like I said, she just gave me the freedom to do it what I want, and I was already there on my way to to follow my dreams and to be in love with the ball. So I take a ball and I go outside or I go to training, and she doesn't have never a problem with those things. So that was the most important for me, because I know some parents sometimes then doesn't, they thinking, maybe those kids should go to the work, or those kids should do this, do that. But she never said for me something wrong about the football or something wrong about what I am doing. So that was for me most important.
Arek entered the academy of a small Polish club called Rozwój Katowice, where Moki was a coach. One day, Arek was asked to go on trial at Reading in England. He traveled to England and did well at Reading. He scored for one of their academy teams in a friendly game against Tottenham Hotspur. That sparked the interest of Tottenham Hotspur as well. The club from North London invited young Arek on trial. And Arek did well there too, so Tottenham Hotspur asked him to stay a little bit longer. Young Arek had a difficult decision to make in his career.
So they say, okay, we want you for another week. And I said, no. The coach also, Moki, he was trying to speak with me. What do you want to do, Arek? You want to stay here or you want to come back to us, because we start to play some games and things like that? And I decided I wanted to come back because he was everything for me at the time. So I doesn't want to go out from his, let's say, from his arms and be close with him, because I knew it that is the best for me and he want the best for me. I knew it also that we had a good team in academy and one of the best team in Poland in that moment, and we were growing and we were getting better. He was also a good coach. We were spending a lot of time on the pitch with some special sessions for the strikers, for midfielders, to become a better player. So I knew it. The people were taking care of me in Poland, and I didn't realize at that moment that, yeah, if Tottenham will be the best move for me, you know. So I was like thinking, yeah, Tottenham is nice name, they have good structure, they have maybe everything, but I was thinking, yeah, I have also everything in Poland, in my hometown, so I don't need to move at that moment.
That's interesting. That's a brave decision to not stay at a club like Tottenham then.
Yeah, but with me was different situation, because I had almost everything what I needed to grow, you know. If you have a people who take care of you, if you have a good coach, if you have a structure to play football at age of 16, you don't need to go to the biggest academy in the world to be better, you know, because doesn't mean you're going to get better. Sometimes playing in a smaller club, but and being someone, let's say, at the top at the small club, the people taking care of you, the people want you good, the people want you to play in a bigger club when you will be ready. You know, so I doesn't want to go to academy being one of the 10 good players in academy, or I don't know, wherever. I wanted to be the best at the moment in my academy where I was, because I knew it, that was the good direction for me, you know. And of course I cannot compare myself with other person, with other people, with other stories, because all stories are different, but I think for me that was the best at that moment.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Arek returned to Poland, and soon clubs from the Ekstraklasa, the highest football division in Poland, came knocking on his door. He signed for Górnik Zabrze, a well-known club in Poland, when he was 17 years old. I spoke with Ryan Hubbard, an English journalist who specializes in Polish football, about Arek Milik's breakthrough at Górnik Zabrze. Here's Ryan Hubbard.
Well, you're lucky because Górnik Zabrze is my club. That's the club that I support. So I remember watching Arek when he first came into the Ekstraklasa. They're a huge club. They're originally the club of the mining industry, which is a huge industry in Poland. They call it the coal is like the black blood that runs through the veins of Poland. It fueled their economy. So as such, Górnik were one of the richest clubs in Poland. But at the time, Górnik were didn't have lots of cash. Or they didn't have very many expensive players or players with strong reputations. They had to build players up from bringing them through the youth team or signing them very cheap. So when he arrived at Górnik, he came with a high reputation, but not a lot was known about him. He'd only played for small clubs. There was, I think, a lot of pressure put on him because as I mentioned before, Górnik didn't have a lot of cash. They didn't have very many options. They'd only recently returned to the Ekstraklasa. They'd been relegated a few years earlier. So there was a lot of worry and there was a lot of financial problems in Górnik as well. So there was a lot of concern that if they did end up getting relegated, it could be a huge disaster for the club. So there was a lot of pressure put on him early on to score goals. It did take him a time to get that first goal. And I think he scored both goals in a 2-0 win, if I remember correctly. That sort of gave him that confidence and I suppose gave the fans a lot of confidence as well that he could progress and kick on for the club.
Arek Milik has an extra explanation for his rough start at Górnik Zabrze. You see, up until that point, he mainly played as a winger. But the manager at Górnik Zabrze, a man named Adam Nawalka, had other plans with him. Plans that would change Arek's life.
This is a funny story because when I went to the Górnik Zabrze, I was always playing on the wing, on left or right wing in academy, and when I went to the first club in Górnik Zabrze, they told me, yeah, I think you are not a winger. The coach told me, I think you are not a winger, and he put me on the number 9, and I was like a little bit shocked, but also sometimes I was used to play there, but not many times. And and from that day, I become a striker. Yeah. So all my life, like I was playing like a winger, but in one day I become a striker. So I was learning a new position from that day. So, and playing striker behind to the goal is a different sport comparing to the winger, because it's totally different. Playing when you are 17 and you are not strong enough, you don't have the speed like them, you don't have the strength like them, it's not so easy to keep the ball when you are 70. So it was something different, but I think that helps me to be a better player, because I think I was not a good winger, so I become a striker and it was much better for me.
It took a while for your goals to come, right? The fans of Górnik Zabrze were becoming impatient. Is that correct? What's the story there?
Yeah, that's correct, because we had also, there was like, I think around 15 games that I didn't score. Of course, not all of them I played from the beginning. But I think, around 15 games, I didn't score a goal in my first season in the first competition, first league. Yeah, they were a little bit disappointed, let's say, because also we had some, I will tell you a little bit of story, because we had a problem with the stadiums, and they start to build a new stadium and they leave just one tribune, which was like, yeah, maybe 3,000-5,000 people on this tribune, and all the rest was like destroyed stadium. There was nothing, so you could hear every voice on the stadium, and if someone was disappointed on the stands, you could hear it, because every voice you could hear it. So I hear it everything, and of course that was not easy moment for me, because if you are 17 and a lot of people criticize you, a lot of critic is on you because you are not scoring or you are not doing well. It was not easy part, but when I scored the first goal, like all the pressure, all the things negative go out, and I start to play like I used to in the training, like I used to. I was myself.
The goals started to flow for Arek Milik in his second season at Górnik Zabrze. He became a highly rated prospect in the world of football. Bayer Leverkusen bought him for 2.6 million euros, but that move didn't turn out the way Arek Milik hoped it would. Bayer Leverkusen was performing very, very well at that time. Stefan Kiesling was their striker, and he was the top scorer of the Bundesliga, even scoring more goals than Robert Lewandowski. So there were not a lot of chances for Arek Milik to play at Bayer Leverkusen.
So I went to Leverkusen, and I think that was not the best move that I could make it at that time, because I went to the team which was already built. Bayern was first, and second was Bayer Leverkusen, and third was Borussia Dortmund. So Borussia Dortmund was doing great, but Bayer at that time was better, I think. So I think that was not the best move, you know, but it is like it is. And I learned from those players. And after 6 months, I was saying, yeah, okay, I don't want to be on the bench because I'm losing my time, and I just wanted to be a better player. And to be a better player, you need to play. So I moved to another club.
Yeah. So you went on loan to Augsburg, right? What was your what was your time there like?
I think at that period, I didn't have so much confidence in myself because I was a striker. And of course, sometimes also in this kind of situation, when you are young, you need also the confidence, the trust from the coach. And if you are not getting this, sometimes it's difficult to get this alone, you know. So when you're 18, sometimes you need the help from somebody else. And I think at that moment, I was also not ready to play every game in the Bundesliga because I was 18. And I was thinking, yeah, I was doing sometimes good, sometimes not, sometimes playing. I didn't score many goals there.
It was a tough time for Arek. He had come up as a massive talent in Poland, but he was now struggling in Germany. Arek was still playing for Poland under 21 though, and he was doing well over there. A scout from Ajax was impressed by him during one of these games with Poland under 21, so the club from Amsterdam made him an offer.
The only thing where I was doing really great was national team under 21. From one of those games, one scout of Ajax saw me, and they took me to Amsterdam. So every time before a move, before an important move, let's say, I always had the butterflies in my stomach, you know, and that time especially, because I realized that I didn't make so well in Augsburg, and I was thinking like, yeah, of course Ajax is putting everything on the young players, they're giving a chance to young players, but I was thinking, yeah, I don't know if I'm good enough. I was, from that day when I decide I go there and I do everything what I can to play in Ajax, everything what I can to be better player, I'm going there to, you know, to smash it, you know. And I remember when I was 20, I arrived there. Of course, nobody gave me the place. I start the season, and I think I also had a couple of games that I didn't score. And there was the one game that I scored a goal or twice. I scored twice. From that day, everything also went much easier for me. I get much more confidence on myself. And we were training very good, very hard. And I really... I think that it was really a beautiful time in Amsterdam for me, because I meet so many amazing people there, football players. I could learn every day from the best football players in the world in the past. I mean, Bergkamp, he was the coach of the Strikers. So every day you could ask him something about what he think I could do. So everything was learning, part of learning. So that was a beautiful time for me. That was a pleasure for me, to be honest, to play there and be a first number nine in Ajax. Was amazing time.
Arek Milik quickly became the main striker at Ajax. He scored 23 goals in all competitions in his first season at Ajax and 24 goals in his second season, before he secured a massive move to Napoli for 32 million euros. Menno Pot is a journalist from Amsterdam and a fanatic Ajax fan. He wrote several books about the club. Here's Menno Pot on the impact Arek Milik had at Ajax.
I don't really think I had any expectations whatsoever. I didn't know him. I think I had never seen him play at the time. And, well, he was quite tall, and he was a Bundesliga striker. So I thought, well, you know, must be okay. He's probably all right. Nobody really had a clearly defined picture of who the man was. The funny thing is, he was a good player in a bad time. He was in the dark years of Ajax, basically, from 2014 to 2016. There were no trophies. There was no glory whatsoever. The club was in a bit of a crisis. They had more or less recovered financially, but the football was on what I consider to be an all-time low. It was very, very poor. And so, we're talking about 2 years that the fans prefer to forget. But you'd almost forget that Arek Milik actually did quite well. He scored a lot of goals, which was excellent. It had been many, many years since Ajax had had a 20-plus goal striker. So he did well. The transfer of Arek Milik to Napoli was a key moment for Ajax. I think the Ajax we see now in recent years, post-2016, that is a rich Ajax, a relatively rich Ajax, that basically reinvented itself. And that would not have been possible without the transfer of Arek Milik, which was a big, big surprise for the club at the time. And the transfer of Davinson Sanchez a year later for 14 million euros. Those two transfers essentially made Ajax a rich club, I think, at the time. And without the Milik money, it would not have been possible to buy Dusan Tadic and Daley Blind a few years later. 32 million euros. Nobody had ever expected that from this man. I think when Ajax decided to buy him in 2015, he only cost 2.8 million. So that was a huge, huge, huge profit. And no matter how you look at it, a very, very good deal for Ajax. And that's why they let him go. I mean, this was an offer they simply couldn't refuse. They had to do this. And it was a very important moment for the club.
After Ajax, Arek Milik was catapulted into the top of European football.
Per Milik, controllo di Milik, Karius! Milik! 2-1! Che gol di Milik!
Karius Milik! Ależ niewiele potrzebuje i miejsca i czasu Polak!
Proszę Milik na pozycję, Lorenzo Insigne na pole karne! Arkadiusz Milik!
Lovely ball! And it's in! Milik! Scored and equalized.
Ancora Milik. 2-0 Napoli.
Milik. Arkadiusz Milik. Milik.
Tirola pole karne do środkowania Milik. I mamy bramkę. 1-2. C'est parti. Et c'est au fond. L'égalisation marseillaise.
Arek had several brilliant seasons at Napoli in the Serie A, even though he also had to deal with several serious injuries, which prevented him from playing a lot. Arek is now playing for Olympique Marseille, the French Giants. He just turned 28 years old, and when you ask him, he believes the best is still to come.
I am still growing, still getting better, and I think the best time will come, because I'm 27 and I think a lot of strikers right now, which are getting really, really good, are above 30 years old, sometimes 32, 33. You can see, of course, I'm not comparing with them, but you can see Lewandowski, he's, I think, 33, 34 or something like that. He's he's getting amazing. Benzema, a lot of strikers are growing when they have more years than 30, 31, 32. So I think the best years are in front of me. And about the past, I am happy what I have done. Of course, I'm always thinking like that I could do better in some situations. But always when you are looking back, you think, yeah, I could do better. But in those situations, I think I give it maximum. So it is like this. I'm happy from those things. I'm happy that I have a beautiful life. I'm playing football. I am following my dreams, like I said from the beginning. I'm doing what I love, and this is the most important for me. Football is bringing me so much fun, so I'm happy that I am doing that.
That's great, man. I think that's a beautiful way to end it. All right, Arik, thank you very much for this interview, man. I think you have a great story, and it was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Really pleasure also that you contact me. Really thank you very much for your contact. Have a good evening.
You
have
too,
a good
evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
That's the story of Arek Milik and his rise from a small town in Poland to the world stage of football. He came a long way since he played on the streets of Tychy as a kid. I wonder what would have happened to him if he hadn't met Moki back then. But in the end, that doesn't really matter, because Moki was there and he became Arek's father. With the help from Moki, his mother, who always believed in him, and his own work ethic, Arek Milik became one of the better strikers in European football. But most of all, he became a good person. When Konrad Novak, a guy who came up with Arek Milik at Górnik Zabrze, suffered a serious injury years later, Arek Milik helped to pay for the operations, even though he didn't play for the same team anymore by that time. I think that says a lot about his character. I hope Arek himself stays injury-free for the coming years, so he can write some more awesome chapters in his career. I want to thank Arek Milik, Ryan Hubbard and Menno Pot for their time. Follow this podcast in your podcast app to never miss an episode. And if you want to show your support, you can give our podcast a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really, really helps us a lot. Alright, my name is Sam van Raalte. Thank you for listening, and on to the next story in the home of football.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.